today is World Bee Day, and not only you do the naturopath thing, but you're also a renowned beekeeper here in the Hunter. So how important are bees to our ecosystem more generally?
Mark, I think one word, crucial.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one luminary, a philosopher, I'm not sure whether it was Albert Schweitzer, he made the statement, I think it was him, that said, when bees go, civilization goes. Now, that might have been an overestimate, but what he was trying to say is, without bees, we ain't got food, yeah. And if we haven't got food, we haven't got humans.
And
yeah,
give us a couple of weeks after that.
That's right.
Or till the tin baked beans run out.
Absolutely crucial, and of course, the problem now is that we live in a stage of human history where, as a result of development, industrialisation, urbanisation, bees, probably for the first time in history, are under threat.
So this is something that we do hear about from time to time, but you mentioned that under threat more now than ever.
Yes.
What are the factors that are really pushing them out on the fringes a little bit, as you may think?
Well, I think, obviously, urbanisation.
Yeah.
A lot of their natural habitat is being destroyed or developed, particularly in, how can you call it, more advanced countries than what Australia is. We have the advantage in Australia of being a very, very large continent. And so a lot of what I'm saying now, whilst it applies to Australia to a degree, probably doesn't apply as much, in as much that literally within 50 k's of where we're sitting in the studio, there is bush, underdeveloped areas where bees thrive and have thrived for many, many hundreds, if not thousands of years.
You've been a beekeeper for quite some time.
Yes.
What got you interested in it, and what's kept you at it for so long?
Well, I think being interested in all things natural is one of the things behind it. Plus, also, I was fortunate enough to be a young man at a very interesting stage of our cultural development.
It's not going to go back. You're not going to go back to when you were like a hippie in the late 60s.
You had
hair down to your belt line, all of that.
That was the case. But out of that experiment of alternative lifestyles, alternative medicine, came things like an interest in all things natural. And beekeeping was seen as part of getting back to nature, as that great movement was. Now, of course, beekeeping is seen as a profession, essentially. And rightly so. So my interest was stimulated by being part of that time and movement, but it lingers today in as much that I still practice beekeeping, use my honey and my honey ointment more commercially, but today, fortunately, it has now become much more mainstream, and we have, fortunately in Australia, a very vibrant and, in my opinion, a very developing industry in beekeeping.
Very quickly, before I let you go, how important is honey, and how good is honey in Australia? We got some of are we up the top, we down the middle, down the bottom? Where do we sit, in your opinion?
I believe that Australian honey is superior for a number of reasons that one could talk about all day. I think probably because our honey is associated with our natural flora, and as a result of that, it is not attenuated by a lot of the exotics that proliferate in other countries, which give to those honeys different properties. Our honeys, many of them anyway, are gathered, say, on the eucalypts. Now, there's a good argument to say that by virtue of being gathered on many of the indigenous plants, honey brings with it some of the medicinal virtues. It's interesting to justify that point. Years ago, when I developed my honey ointment, the ointment that I used was Australian, or the honey that I used was Australian honey. And yet I got some of my best results in treating ulcers and things like that.
And not only that, it tastes good, which is why I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping that you would bring in...
Oh, Mark, you should have told me.
Have to wait till Christmas.
Okay.
No honey from Dennis. But again, enjoy World Bee Day, by the way.
Thank you.
It's kind of a good day.
It's a great day.